Is Joel Houston a heretic? My thoughts on Christian music. And is divorce kind of like gay marriage? I answer these and several other questions on this Patreon-only podcast. If you want to access this episode, the full-length episode, and others like it, please go to patreon.com/TheologyNerah. That's patreon.com/TheologyNerah. And you can support the show for as little as $5 a month to access this full-length episode and other premium content like it. He was called on it. And Joel Houston, the author of the song, said, "Evolution, this is a quote, evolution is undeniable. Created by God as a reflective means of displaying nature's pattern of renewal and pursuance of God's word, an ode to the nature of the creative God it reflects, and only ever in part, not the source. Science and faith are not at odds. God created the Big Bang." Well, that's kind of provocative. I like that. I like people that say things that are kind of provocative and make you think. And that definitely is provocative and makes you think. But then later he said, context. Things evolve. They change and adapt. I don't believe in evolution as a theory of source. I believe it's merely a pattern of nature created by God, reflecting nature's desire for renewal, survival, new life, something, someone like God. What are my thoughts on this? First of all, my personal thoughts are, I think, Christians are just so prone to get their undies in a bunch over every little thing, especially when it comes to worship music, that the fact that there was a huge uproar over this causes me to, roll my eyes and just be probably a little more discouraged at the things that Christians focus on and get upset about. There's a lot of poverty in the world today. There's a lot of racism in the world today. There's a lot of sin and immorality in the world today. There's a porn epidemic happening in the world today. There's a lot of discipleship that is not happening between Christian parents and Christian kids. There's tons of stuff that we can get upset about. We could look into our own closet, our own lives, and we should find piles of stuff, sin, to get upset about. So if we've taken care of all that and then we still have more upsetness that we need to vent on something and we still have space for something like a worship lyric that might point to an old earth view of creation, then sure, I guess if that's your MO, you can get upset about that. But I think Christians are too easily upset over things that aren't as important as other things, and they don't pay attention to things that they should be getting upset about with righteous indignation. If you want to access this podcast, you can go to patreon.com/TheologyNerah and support the show for as little as $5 a month.